Welcome to a place called Foley Woods.
This place is an imaginary woodland.
As we walk about the forest, we might find the carousel course.
Storytellers, poets, and ramblers passing through.
After so many months indoors, we thought we should spend some time outside.
In nature, relaxing, feeling free.
So come with us on a ramble through the trees.
My name's Claire.
My name is Fran.
And my name is Jason.
Welcome to Foley Woods.
The carousel chorus are standing next to the greenhouse. And here they are. This one is called Glasshouse.
A warm igloo made of glass, focused on the future, rooted in the past. A warm igloo made of glass, focused on the future, rooted in the past. Close your eyes, count to ten, ready or not, here we come. The plants are watching us. The plants are on the run, 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 run. Count your eyes, count to ten, ready or not, here we come. The plants are watching us. The plants are on the run, 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 run. A warm igloo made of glass, focused on the future, rooted in the past. A warm igloo made of glass, focused on the future, rooted in the past.
Let's go for a walk, and here we are amongst the greenhouse.
Oh, great. Yeah, the greenhouse is amazing.
I really enjoyed going in the greenhouse. What do you like, Susanna?
I like the song we've just done. It's very nice. Pretty, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty.
It's amazing to think.
Well, spooky, I
think. Not only do you see amazing
glass, it's amazing. Going summer in the greenhouse to do some work.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's very, very big, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're going for a walk now to the apple tree.
Such amazing leaves on the tree.
Wonderful.
And look at all the flowers.
Yes, there's different types of flowers and verdures.
See an allotment.
Yes. And there's loads of trees as well.
And it's a big archway going into.
There is. It looks up through the archway. We're going into church.
I see a nice country road up there. And also you can see some more trees.
Such nice greenery, exactly.
See a church where we'll be later on.
Yeah, for that I need to look down. I suffer really bad vertigo looking at
those. I say church.
Yeah.
And over here is churchyard with all the gravestone.
It is, that's where we're going to later. So join us later. And we're going to come up to a gate. We'll be coming back to listen to the carousel chorus later. Every time we come to the woods, we hear a poem from Yazine Celestine.
Okay, this one's called Dust Fallen. Dust fallen, eerie storm dust, electric pathalo blue, moody diminuendo, experience chiaroscuro, reflections in long shadow footfalls, daylight's dominion relinquished. Dust, from many to solitaire, indigo nature, lark swirl, infinity ache to find nocturnal slumber, their melody thins in atmosphere. Solar beings withdraw within, introverts may step forth, ghosted in a paradox, delineated and expectant. Spectrally lo-fi, eclipse breath, fair pepper orbit, their changelings draw arcs in miniature, fecund howls of bony coyotes during hours of intoxication. What's dormant, now restive, darker, dark. good riddance to bleach scorn of day, crepuscular catalyst, even song to prayer hut, held in sway by twilight's magic lantern. An old bandstand, grizzled, misted, no longer the carousel where we danced our youth, now silence or growls of impending lunacy. Freaks come out at night, they say. Parents' garden, bee freezes on wall during dusk, honeysuckle perfume, and mum's belladonna, deadly nightshade. Feline fleetfoot to supper, fox's garner for repast. Me, I like a chalice of wine, port, martini or absinthe. Smoke, watch the nightfall before wandering out. A laughing cougar to prowl, purr, savours the soft hours. Lucid fluid reckoning, gloam, marsh rand, phosphorescence, larvic propensity, dents, pressure drop, skin moist, pupils are mirables, grisel, illusion, mesmerised hiatus, city within, nocturnally industrious, cabaret dancer, contorts in violet shapeshifts, morphs, pulsates, no apathy. A kinesthetic lasciviousness proposes him with an indecorous kiss in awe of pleasurous nights. Dust has fallen onwards to midnight. That's it. Thank you.
That was a poem from Yasin Celesti. Being outside in the woods changed my mood, it brings back memories. Yeah, I used to visit the woods when I was in Germany. I just walked around the woods, see all the waterfalls and things. That brings back memories.
The woods is a place that gives you time to think. Here's Johnny Schachter.
Hi, my name is Johnny Schachter. And I wrote something about my recollections and memories of living in California. In the summer of 1970, Mom, Dad, and me went to California. Dad was on sabbatical leave, so he lived for a year in Los Altos. It is near San Francisco. We went by car from Edmonton, Alberta, to California. We took the car first to British Columbia, then we went south onto the United States. We went first to the state of Washington, then Oregon, then to California, where we stayed. The following year, in the summer of 1971, we went back to Edmonton. Now comes the moment, dear reader, that I have to mention. We went through Idaho, where Coeur d'Alene is, all the lovely bamboo trees, and how green everything was, and the lovely lakes we saw. It was like heaven. It was the most beautiful sight I have ever seen in my life. I will never forget it.
It's interesting to recall sound outside in the woods. Birds squeaking away, wind blowing through the trees with the leaves, a nice rustling sound going, not hearing any traffic.
Everything's calm.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Foley Woods has an allotment. I went back here to talk to Stu to hear some of his poems.
Gardening poem by Stuart Leaney. Being in the garden makes me feel I can enjoy watching some plants grow bigger and bigger. In a way, it reminds me of Jack and the Beanstalk. When I do climb up the beanstalk, I don't want to see any scary giants at the top. I'm Stuart, and what makes me feel happy about coming to the allotment is being out in the fresh air and being with my friends from Grace Air and learning about the different style of plants. And I enjoy going around looking around the garden, planting the seeds and planting the pots. I do like I think it was the lime plants, and I also enjoy scattering the seeds, finding out the different styles of plants that you can get, and having a look at the pizza oven at the top there as well. I can see like crocuses, I believe, flowers, and a very nice looking tree over in the background, and there's a trellis on the other side of the allotment, but I think that keeps the plants safe from predators or anything and stops them from moving around too much. Nature's poem by Stuart Leaney. Nature is all around us. The air outside chills me out when things go wrong. The sound of the birds outside makes me feel at peace with the world.
We will return to the allotment next time. We are back in Foley Woods.
Welcome to Charlie Hatton's wonderful world of stories and poems. Hi, I'm Charles Hatton, and for this outdoor show, I've decided to talk about my favourite landmark in the Sussex area. In this poem, that's called What I Like About Sussex Countryside. If there is one thing that is guaranteed to put a smile on my face, is seeing the timeless Sussex countryside in all its glory. But which one, you may ask, is my favourite place to go? Fair enough, I'll tell you. There are many marvellous locations and landmarks in the Sussex area that spans from east to west. If I had to pick just one, or in that case, two landmarks, straight away, I would go for Jack and Jill. I know what you're thinking. They didn't go walking up the South Downs to get a pail of water. They're not children. They're actually windmills. I remember a time where I noticed a film crew were on the South Downs when my mother was driving me back home from my supported living. I was surprised, yet intrigued about the film crew on the South Downs. I was wondering if they were filming a sitcom. Turns out that they were filming a movie scene for a film that was set in Brighton during the 60s and 70s. So that's why the South Downs is my favourite place in all of Sussex. When you're outside with nature, it gives you that level of freedom. You know, walking around with animals and plants instead of being cooped up in your own room going absolutely stir crazy.
Now we are coming to the end of our time in Foley Woods. Let's visit the Carousel Chorus again.
We're off to the church now, where we're going to do our church song now.
And that's very nice. I think people might actually enjoy it if they go get
it's
on
about
this walk.
Insects and
insects.
And the old church and how old the gravestones are. And I really love this song.
Oh, what's that? It's
there's a really, really big horse over there.
Oh, can see some horses having eating their dinner on the grass.
There's some lambs. Okay, so we're going past
this. Place is so picturesque.
Horse field.
It's wonderful, isn't it? The place is so picturesque near it.
We're coming into this village now.
Now we see a stable. And what a very nice stable it is too.
Very old.
Absolutely.
Oh, and there's the church spire just up there.
And the church looks like a really big spike.
Yes.
Very tall with a big spike and it's got an arrow at the top.
It's fine, I'm not scared of horses.
Is it a pony? I don't know the difference.
We do.
Hey! Oh, don't get too cross with him. Hello.
We come across a little black and white cat.
Okay.
This is beautiful, aren't you?
Come here.
Hello.
Hi, baby. Hey, you're beautiful, aren't you? Hey? What a beautiful animal, eh?
We're about to approach a church where we do our next song. You can see some trees.
Oh, here are the gravestones. It's
there's a big, big tree here, and it looks very
kind
old.
Of a,
and there's all we these see a graveyard. Old gravestones.
We're going to a big tree now.
100 years old, I guess.
Oh, it's scary.
Well, I'd get vertigo otherwise looking at high things.
We're about to come to the big oak tree, and you can see gravestones. Well, this is the end of our adventure.
That's the end of our time in Foley Woods. Now it's time to leave Foley Woods and get back to the city.
Thank you to our storytellers and our poets.
Charles Hatton, Stuart Leaney, Johnny Schachter and Yasin Celestine.
Thanks to Grace for letting us use their allotment.
Thanks to Carousel Chorus, Ben, Ewan, Fran, Hannah, Shona and Susanna. The Carousel Chorus recordings are part of a series of real audio walks, where listeners can hear the songs whilst walking around the location they were recorded in. To find out more, visit the Carousel website.
www.carousel.org.uk.
Thank you for listening to our show and goodbye.
We will return to Foley Woods next month. We hope you have time to pass by.